school's not out and summer is still a ways off, but already the streets of Branson are jammed. Located 35 miles north of Harrison and 100 miles northeast of Bentonville, Branson counts hundreds of attractions, a wax museum, duck rides, a huge water park, IMAX entertainment complex, and a very popular Silver Dollar City, much of it west of town. The music theater district is there as well. Many tribute acts, others branded by pop celebrities, including Dolly Parton, the Oak Ridge Boys, Tony Orlando, and that crooner Andy Williams, who occasionally still performs at his Moon River Theater, which opened in 1992.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Today, bright city lights impede the moon's reflection on the old White River, which still streams through the downtown, but a spotlight shining on a brand new history museum, the first ever for Branson, on Main Street in honor of its 100th anniversary. Docent June Babcock is covering the morning shift. Her father used to fish the White River here before it was impounded into the chain of lakes.
So people say, well, what do you remember of Branson? And I say, swimming holes, canoes, and cabins and campfires.
June's a former librarian and historian, so she signed on to the Centennial Project and Museum, which is housed in an old empty standard filling station, newly renovated.
The building was in very good shape. The only thing we had to do was bring it up to handicap code and make a few minor repairs. All old buildings have to have some care. And that's how it came to be our museum.
The museum display area is so small, just a single floor. The Centennial exhibit has been divided into eras, so for now it's filled with indigenous artifacts from First Nations and records of early white settlers. Five more eras will be shown later. A majority of Branson residents are transplants, like Bud Lynn, a former English teacher. He and his wife Linda have worked in the Branson tourism industry going on 43 years, publishing the popular Ozark Trails magazine, as well as Branson history journals. He says Branson's character is clean-cut.
Well, it's a Christian atmosphere. It's wonderful. You know, the basis of the area here is the Christian foundation, you know, because it's a wonderful place for people to visit. And the early settlers of the Ozarks depended upon three very important things. They depended upon the broad axe to hew out logs to build their family's log cabin for their security. They also depended upon the cap and ball musket to hunt wildlife, to provide food for the family's table. But more than that, it was used for protection. But more than that, they depended upon the Bible to better understand God, to create and keep a strong faith and inspiration that would carry them through hard times and difficult struggles. And that's really what has really built this area for the wonderful atmosphere for families to visit here.
According to the record, the first settlers in the area were the Yoakum brothers, who came here in 1812 with members of the Delaware Nation to set up a trading post on the White River. 100 years later, the city of Branson was incorporated in 1912, named after Reuben Branson, a schoolteacher and commissary operator. Over the century, the region's economy thrived, exporting timber, cotton, tobacco produce, lead and zinc, and whiskey produced at local distilleries.
We had a lot of factories here in town. There was a pencil factory. We also had a button place here where they would load up buttons on the trains and box cars because they'd make those buttons out of the shells along the White River. They would cut those out. It was really interesting. And they also had pearl industry here too, because they would find pearls along the White River there and they developed that. So we had a lot of other industry. And then the tie hacking business was very, very big here, because this was where all of the post oak and white oak trees were, to where the railroad realized that that was the type of wood that would create the best ties.
The first tourist spot was Marble Cave, opened in 1894. But after Harold Wright Bell published his evangelical book, The Shepherd of the Hills, in 1907, fans flocked to the area to experience the Ozarks as Bell had.
He came here from the years 1896 to 1904, and he pitched a tent on a hillside just a few miles that's west of here on 76 Country Boulevard now, and just up above Old Matt's cabin there. It's a cabin that's still preserved there today. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. And there he met the people. He grew very interested in their lives and the way they lived. He saw the beauty of the Ozarks there. He began to jot down notes on those things. He then published those notes into the book form in 1907, and it became an immediate bestseller. It was a household word over night. As a matter of fact, the first books that were printed at the book supply company in Chicago, Illinois, they couldn't keep up the presses.
Bud Lynn knows this story well because for many years he acted in the local outdoor drama based on Shepherd of the Hills, established in Branson in 1960. And around the same time, the Mabee Brothers staged their first hillbilly jamboree downtown.
And so they took on the name of the Ballknobbers, so that's the reason why they became known as the Ballknobbers Country Music Show. They built their theater out here on 76 Highway in 1968, and it has persevered and been here as one of the most popular theaters here in town.
But when CBS 60 Minutes ran a feature on Branson in 1994, labeling it the live country music capital of the world, entertainment business surged and hasn't stopped since. And because it's nestled in the beautiful White River Valley, Branson has long been a popular resort.
Back at the turn of the century, 1900, turn of the 20th century, it was the bass fishing capital of the world here. And the industry back in those days for tourism was actually floating down the river, and they had companies that would rent boats out, these flat bottom boats, and they would float from this area, particularly Galena and Branson area. They'd float clear down the river. That's before the dams were built.
After the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers impounded the White River into a chain of lakes surrounding Branson, recreation expanded, but it changed the local economy.
It created a completely different atmosphere here because it covered up all of the areas here, and the industries that were here before just kind of left. We had no more. The button industry was no longer here. A lot of the farms were taken out. But Table Rock Dam and Table Rock Lake has created a mecca all of its own.
And many are coming to celebrate Branson's centennial and planning it with smooth sailing. That is until February 29th, when an EF2 tornado twisted across Branson's commercial district, damaging portions of town, injuring nearly 40 people. Branson Mayor Rayanne Presley.
Well, we now have to put in our history books a leap day tornado, and that happened in the dead of night. Fortunately, there was no loss of life or serious injuries, and that was at a time when town was pretty quiet. But it did destroy some of our motels. It damaged a few theaters, and most of those are up and repaired. I think we have two that are left to get open. Our convention center, but it's back open. But it's always sobering, the power of nature, and what we can do is just come alongside people, help them to rebuild. I think if you come to town now, you'll still see some cleanup that's going on. But the vast majority of our attractions and hotels were undamaged, so we were blessed.
But get this, 100 years ago?
And in 1912, the summer of 1912, after the town was incorporated, there was a very large fire that destroyed most of our downtown.
Rayanne Presley has served as Branson's mayor for 5 years. If her name sounds familiar, it's because she's a member of the Presley family who established Branson's first live country music theater in 1967.
I moved here in 68 when I was a child, but I married into the Presley family. And I always remind people that I married into the family so I don't sing or dance.
Mayor Presley, who looks like a country music star, she's a real beauty, is in charge of a town that fluctuates from a local population of 10,000 to many millions every tourist season. bringing in an estimated $1 billion in sales.
We have a debate every so often about the number of visitors we have every year because you don't have a turnstile that comes to your door. But we figure it's somewhere between 6.5 to 8 million. The things that we think makes us unique is our live entertainment product. So we have quite a few theaters. We have more seats than Broadway, so that's kind of a bragging right. And then we mix that in with some world-class theme parks and museums and, of course, more shopping than you could ever wear out those credit cards on.
But one place visitors can check out for free is the new Centennial Museum on Main Street. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.